Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We all know that there are halachas of sakana. We have to be careful what we do, how we do, when we do it. V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem. We should watch and guard ourselves carefully, physically, spiritually, emotionally, making sure that we don't engage in any dangerous activities. The Shulchan Aruch Nirodeh Kufta Zayin enumerates many of these dinim, many of these halachas. Dvarim ha'asur mishum gilui. There are items which are prohibited if they're left overnight, liquids and the like, shouldn't be drunk. And the Ramah adds in his sif hey, yizar mikhol dvarim ha'mevim lidei sakana. A person should be careful, cautious, meticulous to make sure they don't do anything that brings you to sakana. Ki sakanta chamir misur. Engage in activities that are dangerous is even more forbidden and is even more serious than being over any iser,
A person should be more careful about something which is potentially dangerous than from something which is potentially iser.
And then the Ramah goes on and enumerates many other areas of sakana. We know there are halachas of zugos, not doing things in doubles. There are halachas of kshafim. There are halachas of shedim. There are halachas of ruach ra. Many, many things that we take very seriously, and those are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and some are not paskened on altogether. We know that there's an isser of eating basar and dogim together. According to Sfardim, some Sfardim, there's an isser of eating forms of chalav and cheese together. And that's also with fish together. It's also something to be cautious, careful about for those who have the minhagim. In leaving something overnight, an onion, an egg, or a garlic is also prohibited, even though it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Gdolei HaPosek can bring that. Leaving something under your bed. All different forms of sakana. We're not going to get into those specifically. However, there's an exception to this rule. And the exception to this rule is Leil HaSeder. Leil Pesach, Leil Tesvav B'Nisan. What is the basis and what is it, the reason that we could be makil on some of these halachas? Gemara tells us, Maseches Pesachim, Paragarvi, Pesachim, Daf Kuftes, and Mabez, Lo Yivchusu Lo Mer B'Kosos Shel Yain. A individual should not have less than 4 kosos of wine. Leil Haseda, the Dala Kosos, Frekta Gemara. Heichi Mesakni Rabbanan Midi Dasi Baladei Sakana. How can it be that Chazal were Mesakin something that could bring us to Sakana? 4 kosos of wine. V'hatane Yolo Yochal Adam Tre, Lo Yishte Tre, Lo Yikaneach Tre, Lo Yaset Trachav Tre. You don't do anything in doubles. And if you don't do anything in doubles, how could it be that Chazal were Mesakin us to have Dalad Kosos, 4 kosos, that's doubles? The Gemara gives 3 answers to this question. The first of those is Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra Leil Shimurim. Leil HaMishumar Uba Min HaMazikim. You have nothing to worry about Leil HaSeder, says the Gemara. Psachim Kuftas Amez, because Leil HaSeder is Leil HaMishumar. It's a protected, it's a safeguarded evening. There are no Mazikim, there are no Shedim, there are Kshafim. We have nothing to be concerned and worried about. As the Pasuk tells us in Shmos, Pashas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Leil Shimurim Hu LaShem. This evening, Leil Tesvav Menisan, Leil HaSeder, there's an evening that's watched, that's guarded, that's protected. Lehotziyam Meretz Mitzrayim, Hu Halayil Hazel, Leil Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'dorosam. This will be the evening that will be guarded, protected, safeguarded forever. And Rashi on the Pasuk says, Ke'inyan Shenema lo yitein ha-mashchis. We know is that evening that the mashchis didn't come and we are protected from Makas Bechoros. Mishumar Ubar min ha-mazikin, says Rashi. We have nothing to be concerned about. There's not going to be any danger. No mazikim happened then. And we were protected from the mashchis, from the evil danger that was taking place. Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure that every single bayis Yehudi, every single Jewish home was passed over. Pasach aleihem. And no Bechor was smitten, was struck, no Bnei Yisrael were killed, were hurt, or injured that evening. And therefore, just like it was then, Leil Shimurim LaShem L'Hotziyam Yeretz Mitzrayim. So too, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh, the Torah tells us, Halayla Hazeh, Leil Shimurim L'Chol Bnei Yisrael L'Dorosam. And therefore, we have no concern and no issues about Zugos on this evening, says Reb Nachman and Paskin LaHalacha. And therefore, it's for that reason that we could have 4 kosos of wine, although ordinarily, we do not do that. We don't have zugos tonight. We have nothing to be concerned about. Now, whether or not in general we're concerned about zugos, the Gemara says in Psachim, man de kapid, kapid, man de lo kapid, depends. It's up to you when it comes to zugos. If you're really concerned and nervous about it, then you should be concerned. If you're not concerned and you're nervous about it, you don't have to be concerned. Chaznish took it very seriously. Archa Shulchan says we're not so concerned about zugos altogether. But nonetheless, tonight, as the Gemara tells us,
we have no concern whatsoever. But this is not the only application. It's not just zugos, doubles, that we are not concerned about, but the Rama and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tuf Pei and Tuf Pei Aleph tells us that there are two other applications of Leil Shimurim. Says the Rama, Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tuf Pei, V'yesh Omrim, Shiesh Lomar Shvach Chamoscha. We say the Pasuk Shvach Chamoscha L'gam Kadosh Baruch Hu should pour out his wrath against our enemies, against all other nations, called them Lolana before saying Hallel. Then v'liftoyach haPesach, and then we open up the front door. Kedei lizkor shehu leil shimurim. We open up the front door dafka leil haSeder, specifically to remember, to commemorate, and to recognize and to acknowledge that tonight is a protected, safeguarded evening. We have nothing to be concerned about, nothing to be nervous about. We open up the doors of the home. Leil shimurim. Says the Rama, b'schus emunuzo yavo Mashiach. B'schus deh, Kadosh Baruch Hu send us Mashiach Tzidkenu, we need Mashiach now more than ever. V'yishbo chamos al makrishim Hashem v'cheinogim HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed be shofech his chema, should pour out his wrath on all those who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those who try to hurt, kill, endanger Klal Yisrael. And thus, says the Ramaz, the Minig Yisrael, based upon the fact that this is an evening of Shimurim protected, we also open up our front door to show and to attest to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches and guards over us tonight on Leil HaSeder more than any other night. And the Ramaz continues in his commentary to Hilchos Pesach and his gloss on the Mechaber Siman Tav Pei Aleph, another halacha. V'nogim shol likros al mitaso rak parsha shma. Leil HaSeder, we don't say all of Shma. We don't say Hamapil. V'lo shar dvarim shikar m'shar leilos k'dei lahagen ki leil shimurim hu min hamazikim. This evening Kriya Shema Lamita is not recited. The only thing that we recite is Parsha Shema, but that's it, and Shema alone. Because leil shimurim hu min hamazikim, the whole purpose and point of Kriya Shema Lamita is to be a protection and to be a savior for Klal Yisrael, from each and every single Jew. That's what Hamapil does, and that's what Kriya Shema Lamita, the purpose and the point of it is. However, not on Leil HaSeder, Leil Shimurim Hu Min HaMazikim. Not only does the Rama make this comment in two places, but the Shulchan Aruch himself, Rabbi Yosef Kari, Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tuf Pei Zayin writes, Im Chal Pesach B'Shabbos, if Leil HaSeder falls out, Leil Shabbos, Friday night, Omer Es Yom HaManoach HaZev, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos HaSeh. We say that today is Shabbos, and we also add, of course, and include that it's Chag HaMatzos. However, Chosei Mikadish Yisrael Bazmanim, we conclude, Mikadish Yisrael Bazmanim, however, Ein Omrim Birchas Me'ein Sheva. We don't say Birchas Me'ein Sheva. We don't say Magen Avos. We don't add the prayer, the tefillah, following Shemoneh Esrei called Me'ein Sheva. Why not, says the Magen Avraham? Dolin Sakna Elam Bipnei Amazikim. Uba Pesach Oleil Shimurim. Since the whole purpose and the point, as the Gemara says, Meshach Shabbos, for the institution of Magin Avos and the Baruch of Me'ein Shabbos to make sure that everybody walks home together, because when the Tfilos were in the Sados, we didn't want anybody to be left behind to walk home individually because it was dangerous. However, on Leil HaSeder, we have nothing to be concerned about. There's no reason to recite Me'ein Sheva when Pesach falls out on Friday night, because Pesach is who? Leil Shimurim. And says the Beis HaLevi, Parshas Bo, Perek Yubeis, and Nafkamina LaHalach. And he asks the question, if Leil HaSeder is called Leil Shimurim, and that's the reason that we open up the door of the home, Laharoshu Leil Shimurim, Frek the Beis HaLevi, Yesh Lahavin, Darhe Simen Zelachor HaYinachon Yosel HaSosu Baschalas HaSeder. We should immediately exclaim at the beginning of the Seder, we should open up the door to show it's Leil Shimurim. Immediately when we say, Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yetzev Yisvach, we should open the door and invite every single individual into our home. And that's when we should say, Shvoch HaMoschal HaGoyim, open up the door, Elyon Avi, come in, Leil Shimurim. However, says the Beis HaLevi, Ha'inyon Duhu Bab B'Ramizel Haros Tinok Davar Chachma. You know where we dafka do it at the end of the Seder and not at the beginning of the Seder? It's based on the problem that we began with. Because the Gemara says that we should have a problem with HaSeder with Zugos and saying four kosos of Yayin, because that should be a problem with Zugos. However, the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman and says, no, Leil Shimurim. V'zeu kishemozgim kos revi'i. And when we get to the fourth kos, harayiksha lehamesubim, the child will ask the father, as we do throughout the course of the evening, Shuhu Zugos, how could it be, Tati, that we open up the door and we have four kosos of wine? It's Zugos. Says the Beis Halevi, no, poschen hadeles laharo shulel shimurim uketer shalom. Where it says the Beis Halevi, that's why we wait and hold out in abeyance till the end of the Seder, till the fourth coast, because we're attempting to address the question that the child might ask. Be careful. Why is it that we have a fourth kos? Isn't that a problem of zugos? Ask the child. The answer is no. Open up the door now to teach us that it's a leil shimurim. Since it's a leil shimurim, you have nothing to be concerned about. And zok de beis alevi, that's the reason why we open up the door at the end of the Seder and not at the beginning of the Seder. Because it's true at the beginning of the Seder, we should teach the children for the entire evening that's leil shimurim. But we wait until the fourth kos to answer the implicit question. If you take a look in the Sefer Shemir Sugufa Nefesh Chelek Aleph, Simon Gimel, Sif Aleph in footnote 2, Rabbi Yosef Lerner quotes two more applications of this halacha. He quotes in the Sefer Otsus Yerushalayim, Simon Reish Nun Ches, who brings a psak from Rabbi Pinchas Epstein Zichron Rach, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim, who says that on Leila Seder, Ochlin Shesamu Tachas Amita Belal Rishon Shal Pesach, Kevan Tuhu Leil HaMeshumar, Ubamin HaMezikin. You don't have to be concerned. Says Pinchas Epstein, quoted by Rabbi Lerner, that Leila Seder, you don't have to worry about it. The ordinary halacha, that you shouldn't put food underneath the bed. Putting food underneath the bed is a problem of Shedim, Mazikim, and he shouldn't eat that food, as the Shach says, even if it's covered and cover on top of another cover and a box on top of another box. We don't eat such food that's under a bed. However, Leila Seder, du Leila Meshumar, Ubam and Mazikim, there's nothing to be concerned about. You could be Matir and you could be Makel on food left under a bed. And Pinchas Epstein Stun said, the same thing is true with Beitza Kalufa, with an unpeeled egg, an unpeeled onion, unpeeled garlic, which throughout the year, if it's left overnight, we say it should not be eaten and should be thrown out. However, Leil Aleph de Pesach, Yesh Lahatir, it's okay, it's mutter to do so, and therefore the two halachas, which ordinarily we're concerned about, food under the bed, or unpeeled garlic, onions, and eggs, Leil Hasedi, you have nothing to worry about. However, in the truth of the Riyatzev, the Kloisenberger Rebbe said, can't bring a raya. Because only Leil Mishurim was said specifically Bedafkan Zugos, but not when it comes to food under the bed, and not when it comes to unpeeled garlic and onions and the like. But what does it mean that Leil HaSeder and Leil Tesvav B'Nisan is Mishumar Ubamina Mazikin? What's the pshat? Why is there no concern about Mazikin? Well, it's true that the Pasuk tells us that it's a Leil Mishumar Ba forever and forever. How we'd understand this, and why is it indeed that this evening is different than all others? The Maral in Gvuras Hashem Perek Lamed Ches explains to us the following. Mishum Shiyom Pesach Nikur Rishon. Pesach is called Rishon, the first. While it's true, says the Maral, that Chag HaSukkos is also called the first. However, Hu Roi Li Kare Rishon Mitzad Shebachodesh Rishon. Leil HaSeder is the first because it's in the first month. Ve'ein HaMazikin Sholt Mezeh. And the Mazikin can never attack anything that's with oneness. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. The Mazikim are only Sholtim Bishnio, says the Maral. Kmo Sheyadua, like Chazal say, the Gemara Mesachas Pesachim Daf Kuftes. However, Halayla Hazeh Ein Bo Shnios Klal. There's no doubles tonight. Shari Hu Leil Chag Rishon Bechaudesh Harishon. And therefore, this is the evening that you have nothing to be concerned about. Hazugos Eino Mazik Balayla Zeh. Ki Halayla Hazeh Ein Bo Zug Ki Hu Rishon Legamre Ve'ein Laharech. Says the Maharal that there's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be concerned about tonight. Tonight is a special evening. It's the evening of one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad and we are Echad. We made ourselves one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this evening, and forever, this will be the most special evening. L'chaim u l'shalom. And just like it was then, so too will be now. And therefore, all of the ordinary halachas of sakana, enumerated in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, Simu Kuf Tezayin, and those that are not enumerated, and those that the later poskim articulate and codify, Kaf HaChaim brings, as well as other poskim, tonight is not something to be worried about. We don't have to recite Kriya Shema Lamita. We open up the door. We don't say the Brach of Main Sheva. We're not concerned about Zugos. There is no concern about food under the bed, and there's no concern about unpeeled garlic and onions and eggs. And therefore, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbaruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to protect each and every single one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect Klal Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, wherever we are. And make sure that this Leil Meshumar, which was then, will be continued forever, making sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, wishing everybody a Chodesh Tov, a good Chodesh, and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.